Good morning, our dear audience. We are hosting some of our dear students on grade 8, and we're going to talk about the business and charity bazaar that we had it some days ago. Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
Would you please introduce yourself?
My name is Shahrat from grade 8.
Okay, thank you. You?
My name is Rusty from grade 8.
Okay, thank you. You?
And I'm Arya from grade 8.
Okay. Thank you so much for introducing yourself. Do you remember the charity bazaar?
Yeah, it was about two weeks ago that we have a charity bazaar. It based on our products. We were able to make any products we want and sell it and give half of it or less or more to charity.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think it was a good step for starting your business? Because some parts of it was about the charity, some part of it was about this, that you're going to learn how to start a business. Could it help you in this way?
So basically, in that charity bazaar, we could see a small society. It was kind of... small society, different type of products, different type of way to sell them, how to sell them, prices, how to put a price on them, and also there were different type of way to doing it. Some people were buying stuff from other people and sell it in more price. So it was kind of a small society that we saw.
Yeah, thank you, Shahrujan. Exactly. It was like a small society that you're starting to run your business, and it's a good practice. Exactly. That's why we wanted to have this charity. You can a little bit think about the humanity, helping the other people, the other students. And the other, part of it was about the business. Arya John, what do you think about this charity bazaar? Was it good?
Yeah, so basically we could learn how to sell things, how to speak with the people who want to buy our stuff, and yeah.
What about the helping part? That you were giving some part of that charity to the other students that they need your help. What do you think of that?
So that was a good idea to do this because those who need the money would we would help them with in the same time we help the kids that need money or the people that need money. And we learn it too. We learn how to sell things, and in the same time, we give money to people who need it.
Okay. Thank you. Rusty John, what about you? Do you have any idea in this case?
Yeah, that was good for learning how to sell to people who want to buy something from you. And it was really good to helping and to people's or children's cannot, for example, buy or I don't know whatever it is. That's
okay. And thank you, Ruth and John. Hey guys, I want to ask you another question. Some of the students didn't make any plan. They didn't have any plan. They came to school and went to the buffet and they bought some products from the buffet. And they came here and tried to sell it out a little bit expensive. Should we have a plan? Should we think about it? Or do you agree with this that they did it and they bought some stuff just exactly the day that we had that bazaar and that charity, they bought it from the buffet? What do you think, Shahrujan?
I think it was a good thing that showed us how to make it money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some people just bought the stuff from buffet, sell it with more price, and some other people tried to do it too, and they failed to doing it. Mm-hmm. It showed us that not everyone can do it. It depends on how you do it, the way you sell them, The way you even act with your customer is,
Okay.
yeah, it's a type of
About buying it from buffet.
buying
Is it
it.
a good idea?
Yeah, like it's kind of with two benefit at the same time. Like it's more benefit for buffet because they're gonna sell their stuff at like more at the time, and but the guy who buy it, I think so, if they could price it well, they're gonna also have a benefit, but not for the not that much benefit for the guy who buy it, not for the customer. It's mostly for the buffet.
Yeah, you know what I'm thinking about? That we should have a business plan. Don't you think? Yeah? We should have a business plan. Then you should think about a business you want to have it, you want to run a business, you want to sell some of your products. Then, isn't it better to think about it before or coming here just in a minute going down, go to the buffet and buy such a production? What do you think are you doing?
So it's kind of like you have to think of it some days before you do it, because you can't like just come to school and have an idea what to sell. But in the same time, it's good because you had like you had it in your mind to oh like any like even if you don't have anything to buy something and then sell it, so you had a small business in your mind, so that's good too, because like not everyone could think of it, because yeah, some people just was walking there and didn't even buy something to sell, or yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much. What about you, Rustin Jane? Do you think it was a good idea bringing stuff or buying stuff from the buffet or no? We should think of it and have a business plan before.
I think have a business plan before it's better, and it's by the way, it's good to buy a buffet because you help your management of buffet again. Yes,
Okay.
and this is my opinion about it.
Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, sorry, John. And remember that you brought some cakes or some cookies. Okay. And how did you think of it? Did you make anything? Have you made it yourself, or with the help of mommy, you made something? Where did you get those stuff?
Like it was with help of my mom,
Yeah.
and it was a good thing. Like I also helped people, and also I helped myself, and I also learned how to sell stuff, how does the shop and this stuff works. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Exactly. I remember that when the bazaar got over, you brought all those cookies and you offered everybody to take some cookies, some piece of cake, and really it was delicious. Thank you for your cooperating in that bazaar. Are you joining? Did you have any product to sell us that day?
No, actually, I wanted to go to buy something with my friend, and then we had no time to do it because, like, yeah, basically we had like sports and stuff. We had no time, and I was then there and then buy nothing from the buffet. I'll buy something from the stands there, and then try to sell it like a bit more expensive. To make some money too. Yeah, but basically I made from 20,000 2 months, 350,000 in yeah, like no, from the stands, from the thing.
And what do you want from Boulder Sands that you could fill it out?
Like I bought some coffee and chocolate. I bought like these ready coffees too, like these iced coffees too, and some drinks, and then sell them for like 10,000 2 months more expensive, or 5,000.
Rustin Jane, what about you? How was your cooperation? Could you buy something or sell out some stuff?
I was like my friend Arya, we doing this, we each other together, and be selling out to more expensive than the stands in charity. We bought from the stands in charity, for example, candies, coffees, some, for example, cakes, a piece of cakes, and we sell it to another kids in our school, and we make money from that plan. And I think this is a better running business plan.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. What do you think? Should we have, again, such a charity bazaars, or, I don't know, a market, something for selling out your product? Is it good, I mean, good idea to have this marketing again?
I think so. It's better to have one for Norris too.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's like a good idea. Yeah, we can sell stuff like designed for Nowruz and New Year.
Mm-hmm. What about you, are you doing? What do you think?
Yeah, like we could make this because when we do it again, we maybe are like we know more about it, what, how, or how to do it, and then we can do it better than the last time.
Okay. What about you, Racing John? What do you think?
Yes, it's good to have again, and that was so interesting for us and for that people and that children cannot buy, for example, some outfits and this.
Okay, thank you so much. This is live. We are recording and somebody opened the door, but it's okay. Such a thing is happening always when we record something. Then it was so much good. Do you have any plans for your business in the future? No, you don't have any plan for the future? Then it's okay. What about you, Eugene? Do you have any plan for the future? For your business?
Yeah, so basically maybe I'm gonna be buying and selling houses and or like some things like cars, houses, ships and stuff, or maybe even having like own business, online shop and own like business. Trading would be I would try to, and yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much, Mr. John. What do you think about your business in the future? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, I have some plans, but sorry, I can't tell us.
Okay. It was a secret. Mercy didn't want to share his idea about his business. What about you, Sir Sean? Haven't you thought about the business you're going to have it? Sorry, Nasruj, Shahrujan. Haven't you? Yeah, do you want to share it? Okay, then maybe for the next time that we'll have this time together, this gathering and this survey together, maybe you want to talk about it. Thank you so much for your opinions. Thank you so much for your time. Or, yeah, then have a good day, everybody.
Bye. You too.
Hello.
Okay, thank you so much.